Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages. Yeah, we've moved into season two. It's all about how to heal our alcoholism and drug addictions. So we'll be right back after this. Hello and welcome. So, beautiful day today. Here I'm in beautiful British Columbia, Canada, enjoying an October day. So I would love to get started, and today's topic is all about forgiveness and how to forgive and how to forgive ourselves. Because oftentimes we forget to forgive ourselves. You know, I had this meeting yesterday through this association that I facilitated, and it was all about forgiveness. And it was a deep discussion about ourselves and about others. So how do we forgive? How do we forgive others? How do we forgive ourselves? Of course, it starts with, not of course, but I believe it starts with taking responsibility. And I've talked about responsibilities and taking responsibility for our lives, for our actions. But to forgive somebody, you know what, that's like giving ourselves, you know, forgiving someone. Because the only person that gets hurt or damaged or upset over certain aspects of situations that happen in our lives is ourselves. Because that person cannot hurt me or hurt us unless I let them hurt me or us. And that takes time to build up that feeling and strength within ourselves that nothing bothers us. And that takes inner strength that we have. We do have this inner strength and this inner belief that we are good enough. So if somebody tries to hurt us, say, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your opinions or your thoughts. And if it's really hurtful, that means they're in pain. You feel sorry for them because that's their issue. They're getting mad at you or they're trying to hurt you for their own reason. And it's for us to take in ourselves to be hurt. To be hurt. Remember, we are the only ones that can hurt. Because what people say and do only is words and thoughts that we believe is our own thoughts. And by taking action and going, why did this person share their negativity towards me? Well, they may be thinking of something. They may have a bad day. They may have some issue going on in their lives. So you can ask them questions. It's like that 5 W's and an H. Why do you think you have to get upset with me? Or why do you think you have to hurt me? What was your reason why? And for them to answer those questions back to you. So ask them questions. Why do you feel this way? Tell me more. Be the bigger person. Be the one that has more of a solution to the situation. Because there's always a solution to situations. There's always a path to reduce conflict. Or reduce pain, if you want to call it like that. Now, how do we forgive ourselves? And this is an age-old question. How do we forgive ourselves for things that we have done or things that we have done to ourselves? For example, where we've drank too much or we smoked too much marijuana or we've done too much opiates, crack cocaine, whatever it may be. And we end up hurting our internal self because we have a lot of pain. So how do we forgive ourselves? So my belief is accepting that we do have pain, accepting that we do have issues in our own life. By accepting that we do have pain, that we want to use an outside substance to relieve those pains, then we can understand that forgiveness Yes, I forgive. So you say to yourself, and you look yourself in the mirror and say, I forgive you for having those pains. Having those pains, that was what you were going through. It's like you're talking to this little child. This little 5-year-old little child. And the child is yourself. So what do you say to your five-year-old self? Thank you for showing me. Thank you for sharing your pains with me. Because the only way to grow from that, grow from those situations that you may have hurt somebody or may have hurt yourself, is by understanding truly where those pains are coming from. It all comes from our subconscious mind and from our beginnings when we're growing up. Maybe our parents, we were angry with our parents. And we stomp our feet, or we rebelled against our parents. And now we think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Well, it happened. You can't change that fact. You can't change the past. You can only create your future by accepting what happened in your life. And if you really have hurt somebody, and we had this discussion. It's fantastic. It's a good thought that I had here is, what if that person has passed away? What if that person has died and you did not forgive them? So forgive yourself first, because you can't forgive them because they're not, well, you can forgive them because you just forgive them, right? But forgiving yourself for hurting that person that is no longer here, you can create an affirmation. You can write them a letter and mail it. Mail it to the universe. Mail it to yourself. And then read it back to yourself when you receive it. I'm terribly sorry. I'm so happy and grateful that I have a chance to communicate what I wanted to say to you. Or just sit in a quiet room and speak to them. Even if they're not listening, if you don't believe that they're listening or not listening, doesn't matter. But you're releasing it. You're letting go of it. So creating that absolute releasing of that guilt. And that's another topic that I'll be talking about tomorrow. Guilt. How to release guilt. So taking that responsibility and actually doing it. Sitting down in a quiet room and forgiving. Forgiving yourself. You know, do some meditation. Write a story. Write a letter and creating that forgiveness thought within yourself. Remember, the only person that can have these pains is ourselves. The only person that can forgive ourselves is ourselves. The only person that can forgive is ourselves. Because we are the most important person. We are. That may sound a little bit selfish, but we're the only ones that feel. We have those thoughts. We have those feelings. We're the ones that have that. So take responsibility for your thoughts, actions, and outcomes. So we'll be right back after this. This has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We have online programs, in-person programs, how to deal with relationships, alcoholism, and much more. Welcome back. We're going to do a little bit of a recap of what we just talked about, and I was talking about forgiveness. So the keys to forgiveness is to forgive them, means the person that you may have hurt, and forgive yourself. One of those keys that I found, and to recap that, is forgive yourself in a, before you move on to anything else in life, before you take a holiday, I would love for you to actually forgive yourself today. And if you unable to do it today, well, take responsibility for that as well. Take responsibility for your life, for your actions, everything that you do. So I'd like to thank you all for listening to my podcast today. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. You know what? It really is a fun time to do really podcasts and have my thoughts put out in audio. It's fantastic. So everybody have a fantastic day and create the life that you've always wanted, you've always desired, and you always dreamed of. Bye-bye, everyone. And we're out.